All right. A big thank you to Chase for being patient here as we moved through our availabilities. We've now been joined by Chase Briscoe. I'm going to go ahead and go straight to questions in the interest of time. If you have a question for Chase, raise your hand. We'll work to get a microphone to you. I'm going to start in the back with Trent.
Chase, Trent, Warsham, frontstretch.com. With the projected tire fall off this week and the added horsepower and everything, a lot of drivers over the years have been, especially with the next-gen car, have been begging for NASCAR to let you guys have it back in your hands, put the race in the hands of the driver. How do you feel about that this weekend with what's projected to happen with all those other circumstances?
I don't know what was wrong with the package here at Darlington before. I think it'll be good. I definitely think that it's going to – no matter what package you come to Darlington with, you're going to slip and slide around. And that's just going to be amplified now. So I think you're going to have more guys that are kind of coming and going throughout the field. I think there's going to be a bigger discrepancy now in short run versus long run guys. I think this is the one race that's probably more, wide open than any other, just because it's the first time we're doing it. Like, nobody has a notebook on anything right now, where as we go throughout the year, with Dover and Darlington 2 and all these things, like, teams are just going to start getting better and better at understanding what we need. Where right now, like, nobody has a clue what this thing's going to do. So, yeah, I'm excited for this weekend. I'm always excited to come to Darlington, but certainly the more power, slipping and sliding around, it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, we're going to go to Mike.
Mike Embry, NASCAR.com. Chase, you're one of the guys who kind of figured this track out, has some success here. When you first got on the track, first time you were here, did you say, okay, I see what people have complained about all these years, or did you say I kind of think I can do this one?
Honestly, I love this place from the first laps I ran around it. I don't know, just something clicked, right away. I still had a lot to learn, right? My first time coming here, but I just the style of racing here reminded me so much of sprint car racing, where you're constantly changing what you were doing. You're always, searching and trying to find that little bit more grip. And, you go to some of these racetracks and you're pretty repetitive. Like, you just do the same thing time in and time out. Where here, like, you don't ever run two laps the same. Every lap your car is just changing so much. So you're always adapting. And that's what I've kind of loved about this place from the get-go. And then you just add in the fact that you're sliding all over the place. Really, from the first time I came here, I was like, man, this is one of my favorite places. And then as the success came, it instantly got closer and closer to the top. So, yeah, I've always loved Darlington. It's been a very influential place in my career and really my life in general.
All right, we'll go to Matt Weaver and then here in the red.
Matt Weaver, Motorsport.com. I know it took us 5 years to even open up the horsepower conversation, so I don't want to imply that maybe we could just snap our fingers and get it done everywhere, but there is kind of a consensus that, hey, we've got the 750 package on short tracks, and it would just be economical just to throw it everywhere. Without saying whether or not you would advocate for it, how do you think that would affect the mile-and-a-half package, which I think we've got a good product right now. We don't want to hurt that. How would the extra horsepower affect that there?
I don't know. I could see it going either way. Like, if you start going faster, it probably makes the field even more spread out, I feel like. Just the difference in the top teams and the bottom teams are going to be even more extreme. So maybe it just is one of those things where the rich kind of get richer. Where right now, like, we are not underpowered, but like, we're all relatively the same speed for the most part, right? At least from first to 30th in qualifying is only a couple tenths, where I think as you add more power, like, the setups, everything's just going to become more and more important. So, yeah, I don't know. I could see it going either way. I think it could make it maybe a little bit better. Maybe it makes it worse. So, yeah, I'm obviously not against it. Any race car driver, it's way more fun for any of us to go drive a 900 horsepower car versus a 200 horsepower car, right? You always want more. But on the mile and a half, I don't know what it would do, to be honest with you. I think some tracks, we could definitely use it, but there's other tracks where maybe the product's as good as it's going to get right now. So, yeah, I don't know which way it would go, if I'm being honest.
Eddie Kalegi, Motorsports Today. Chase, I'm just curious about your mindset going into this weekend, because obviously Darlington's the type of track you either get it or you don't, and you're one of the people who has the last couple of years, but at the same time, all the changes with the tires and the last two Phoenix races for you guys haven't exactly gone to plan with the tire issues. So how are you kind of like gauging this weekend going in between balancing, I guess, like confidence versus cautiousness?
I mean, I feel like this is one of those tracks where – you know, typically things that work, like no matter the Xfinity car or truck, like you can still find some speed doing it. But I wouldn't say I'm like overly confident coming into this weekend just because so much has changed. And yeah, I think it could be a totally different style of racing now. I mean, just even in the simulator, it drives nothing like what it used to drive like. So I think it's hard to come into this one specifically and be like, oh yeah, our stuff's going to be really, really good. I'm hopeful that it's good, but you don't really know until we go out here and practice. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, our team will hit it right. I do think it's going to be one of those races where only a handful of teams are really going to hit it and have a huge advantage. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
All right, Claire, right here.
Claire B. Lang, Dialed In Journal. We've been listening to some drivers today and talking to them in the garage and whatnot, and it's interesting to me, you guys don't know what to expect at all. That's what everyone's saying. Will you know enough after practice that you'll know much more, or do you really have to race in order to know that? And then what kind of person or driver do you think will excel here in this condition? Somebody who's a veteran, somebody who's careful, you start out the race slow, you feel it, you don't get aggressive early, what?
I think that, I mean, certainly going out in practice, you're going to at least have a better idea of what to expect. You can validate some of your simulation. I mean, you're still not going to have the full picture, but I do think it gets you at least somewhat in the ballpark of kind of what you need to do. Yeah, I don't know. I think that it's such an unknown right now with what this thing is going to drive like that nobody really knows. But I would think certainly the guys that are, you know, good on the long run are good when the car is slipping and sliding around. Those would be the guys I would think would be good, just because I think that's how the car is going to drive. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, we could all go out here and practice, and it's the complete opposite of what we think it's going to be. That's the exciting thing, I think, for all of us.
All right. As Denny makes his way up front, we'll go ahead and wrap with Tim. Tim, if you want to raise your hand so they can see you. Thank you.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Chase, I'm just following up with the answer you said, because obviously you mentioned it's going to be completely different. And earlier in the week, you mentioned the unpredictability. But I'm just wondering from a preparation standpoint, I mean, obviously you mentioned the sim time, but how else do you prepare for a race, considering you haven't raced a car in this kind of horsepower throughout your career?
I mean, really just the sim. That's it. I mean, the video, like, you can go back and look at it, but it's going to be so different, right? Like, even qualifying, what we've done here in the past, like, you just have so much less downforce, so much more horsepower that, you know, certain little tendencies in qualifying will still work, but, you know, just what was successful last time isn't going to work this time. So, yeah, it's hard whenever you're trying to study for races like this. You know, tonight will be one where you're definitely going to go and look at a lot of stuff, just trying to figure out what other guys are doing. But yeah, really just the simulator. And even that, like, that's what I was saying earlier. It could be way off. Like, you just don't know until we get here. So it'll I would say this is going to be one of the more exciting practice sessions, at least for myself, just because of the unknowns. And then qualifying is going to be a lot of fun, too, just because it's going to kind of be, you know, who can figure it out. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And I asked Christopher this earlier, and I'm wondering your perspective. With these changes, do you think this creates more value for the infamous Darlington stripe that we see at this track?
I think you're going to see a lot more of it. It's just going to be easier. I mean, the harder the car is to drive, the easier it is to you know, get in the fence. And typically, the less downforce you have, the more advantageous it is to start running closer and closer and closer to the wall, just because that becomes your grip. So, yeah, I mean, look, we could race, you know, rental cars around here, and we're probably going to put in the fence eventually. But when you add, you know, just all the added power and less downforce, I think it's certainly going to be one of those racetracks where, or one of those races where a lot of guys are just making mistakes and getting into the fence.
All right, Chase, thank you so much, yep, and best of luck today and tomorrow.